We have a very diverse campus. Currently, we have about 50% of our students from underrepresented groups.
Buffalo State President Catherine Conway Turner is listening to the accusations of discrimination from the college's NAACP chapter. The group says a key member was removed from the Student Life Department last spring, as well as the college's NAACP advisor, both African-American males. Conway Turner says the chapter also points out that faculty and staff are not as diverse as the student population they serve.
Did have a chance to meet with the architect of the letter that was showed the concerns last week. We had a really great meeting, shared a lot of information about what we do here on campus and our long history and commitment to diversity and inclusion on campus.
Would you say their demands were fair?
Well, some of their demands are things we've already done. For instance, I have a president's committee on diversity and inclusion. We have a plan that speaks to diversity of faculty and staff. And so things like that, I mean, they just weren't aware. So I think that many of their demands were things that we're already doing, and it was just a matter of being able to share information.
I do feel better informed, but I feel like we can work harder and better on getting students to be aware of these things.
Student NAACP Vice President Gael Jean Baptiste met with Conway Turner and the school's chief diversity officer. She tells WBFO News among their nine demands are calls for minority representation and adequate housing for students under 21 years of age.
We also wanted an efficient relationship with the administration of Buffalo State College. We feel as though the students should have a voice and should be able to make democratically influenced decisions with the administration.
A second meeting will now be held next week, September 5th, between both sides. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.